breaking news into little pieces. Weekly Humorist Radio News.
This is the Weekly Humorist Radio News Roundup. I'm Hugh Bailey reporting with Susan Swamp. Weather and traffic on the twos with Tom Tailpipe. Get Lively is at the editor's desk. Hi, Susan. Today's top story is President Trump's reversal of his own family separation immigration policy. Explain the president of the sudden change of heart. When I originally created the policy, I was under the impression that immigrant children could be removed from their parents 6 weeks after birth like a puppy. Susan?
Thanks, Hugh. And this just in. We'd like to correct the previous story in which you reported that the president had a change of heart. As near we can tell, the president does not have a heart. We regret the error.
But what to do with the children already packed in the crowded detention centers who won't be helped by the new policy change? President Trump has suggested sending them all to Canada, where the recent legalization of recreational marijuana means that the job market will be suddenly booming for pizza delivery personnel.
And even more related news, because much like Trump voters who are married to one another, just about everything seems to be related these days. DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was chased from the restaurant in which she was dining by protesters. I would like to add that running away quickly and skipping dinner are both great ways to stay in shape, so bravo, Kirstjen.
If she's going to continue eating at openly public restaurants in the future, she should join her boss Trump at McDonald's.
I'd imagine that would be a wonderful opportunity for the two of them to get some quality time with one another. Now, let's go to Tom with traffic and the weather.
Hey guys, it's Tom, broadcasting from the Mesa Mexican restaurant where I'm currently working as a busboy to make a few extra bucks. It's difficult to determine the outside traffic with any degree accuracy from my current vantage point, but based on the early lunch crowd, there's a lot of people out on the road.
Hey, Swamp, get your ass back to work!
Okay. Listen, guys, I've got to take off. As far as the weather goes, well, I can say that it was partly cloudy when I was out back dumpster diving earlier. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Tom. I love that place. Have you ever had their margaritas?
You know that I have, Susan.
Oh, that's right. You're the reason that we have to move the Christmas party into our employee break room now.
Okay.
I'd never seen a full-size Christmas tree knocked over by projectile vomiting before.
Our final story tonight concerns the Russian division of Burger King, who were offering female customers a lifetime supply of Whopper hamburgers if they were able to get impregnated by a World Cup player. They have since apologized and canceled the contest. You know, this is sort of similar to the deal Peyton Manning has with all the women he impregnates. They all get free Papa John's pizza.
You know, that sounds pretty good, but I think I'd still go for the free burgers.
It's nice that women are finally getting choices in this brave new world.
I know that's right, Hugh.
Today's news is brought to you by Swill, a liquor store in your pocket, plus free delivery. Go to getswill.com, use code DRINK5 for $5 off your first order.
Breaking news into little pieces. Weekly Humorous Radio News.